With thousands of local government positions being decided across South Korea, from rural county officials to mayors of big metropolitan cities, this will be a telling snapshot of which way the country is leaning politically, and whether conservative Yoon Suk-yeol's presidency will be given a boost, since he won by the slimmest of margins of less than 1% over his rival.
I like his character and will continue to support him.
It remains to be seen if he will live up to expectations, but I think he will carry out state duties better than the previous president.
The liberal candidate defeated in the presidential race, Lee Jae-myung, is running again, this time for one of seven National Assembly seats being contested in by-elections, seemingly asking voters for a second chance.
An incompetent can send people to hell. Remember that fact. I think holding people accountable for the past, that was done in the presidential election.
The vacant seat in Incheon, which is far more blue-collar than neighboring Seoul, is normally considered safe for the Liberal Democratic Party, but Lee has been finding it unexpectedly tough, especially emerging from the pandemic.
I hope this market can be revitalized so that ordinary people can eat and have a better life.
The Democrats need to reflect a little more now. I hope they don't lose their original goals and do better.
In these same elections 4 years ago, the Democratic Party scored a landslide, grabbing 14 of the 17 big city mayor and provincial governor positions. Now racked by infighting over controversial policies, they face much closer races across the country. These elections will not just be a verdict on the new president, but also on the man and his party that he defeated. Rob McBride, Al Jazeera, Seoul.